Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a great idea. I have about almost the better part of an hour with you, but Andrea gets to go first. Andrea, first of all, before we go any further, tell me what the wonderful event was that happened to you.
Oh, and now it seems petty after sitting here for 5 minutes. But
No.
I'll tell you anyways. I'll tell you. Okay, well, this is the last one. It's just sort of like... Well, we sold our place, and then we got a different place, and then we ended up deciding to build a house and stuff. So already I feel like that's bragging. So anyways, my family.
I'm not sure that's bragging.
It's just talking about
a progression. Okay.
Yeah, and well, I'm not allowed. I feel always like I'm not allowed to talk about it elaborately. You can just feel the silence of. They don't want to hear about it, but that's fine. So then all of a sudden, like it happens all the time, a few weeks after I tell that news, my one and only sister, who I hope's not listening on the line, sends me a text out of the blue that says, oh, we're thinking of moving and look at the house that we're looking at.
Okay.
And it's just over the top completely. It's a luxury estate. And I'm just like, oh, wow. So I just went, wow, it's beautiful. Go for it. It's just like, I feel like
okay. I got it. All right. Let me back up a little bit. Do you have any brothers or is it just the sister?
I have brothers. Yes, I have brothers, too.
All right. So how many sibs do you have?
Five kids altogether.
Five kids. Which number are you?
The oldest.
Why does this not surprise me in the least? Okay. So... Here's the deal. How much difference is there between you and your next oldest sib?
Just a year and a half or 2 years.
Is that a brother or sister?
A brother.
Okay.
So it goes me, then a boy, and then my sister who's 10 years younger than me, and then another boy. So.
Okay. Who's the most successful in the family?
Well, I would say that would be me, I guess.
There was no doubt in my mind about that. Okay, here's the deal. For all of their life, you've been the gold standard. Andrea does well in school. Andrea got married. Andrea married well. Andrea's got a great job. So there's going to be at least ambivalence at best with your sibs. Because you can't live up to Andrea. You can't be as smart as Andrea because Andrea's older. You can't be as... that whatever they do, Andrea's already done and probably done better. So understand that I'm sure your brothers and sisters, or I'm not positive, but of the four brothers and sisters, at least a couple of them brag on you. One of them badmouths you and one of them probably feels neutral. If
yeah,
your
I
family...
bet that's how it goes.
Pardon?
Yeah, I bet that's
yeah.
How it,
okay.
That
yeah.
To me sounds correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting at your dining room table last night. All right. So here's the deal. And for your parents of a very successful oldest child, especially if it's a girl, because boys are expected to be successful, but girls not so much. How old are you?
42.
Okay. So and so you're still of the generation where. 40 years ago, that the important thing that I'm sure somebody has said to you, I was going to go in a direction that it's not really as germane as the point being that your brothers and sisters you've been the gold standard, and if your parents are like most parents, they do one of two things. Either they brag on you, or, you know, how come you can't do as well as Andrea? Andrea is so great. Have you heard what Andrea just did? Or they tend to try to diminish to make, because somehow parents grow up with the notion that you shouldn't, that all your kids should be equal, which has been misinterpreted as that you have, if you've got one overachiever, you have to diminish the overachiever so the underachievers don't feel that they're second rate. And they may do a horrible combination of the both. Because they may, to you, badmouth what you've done. If, well, it's not that important. And your brothers and sisters saying, how come you can't do as well as Andrea? Which is a disastrous combination. Because it makes you feel embarrassed. And it makes them feel resentful. And the point about this is, once you understand it, it's not just you. It's a family dynamic that's as old, if not as Adam and Eve, but it's as old as... It's just about Adam and Eve. Because, I mean, the Cain and Abel did not get along. You know, we've got Jacob and Esau. I mean, even Bible stories, which are really legends that are told. They're folk stories that are written down. Acknowledge the fact that family is a very complicated unit. That there's rivalry. That there are really killing angers. That there... And, I mean, think about Jacob and his coat of many colors. He gets sold into slavery. And the whole point of the Bible story is he can forgive being sold into slavery by acknowledging his horrible brothers who sort of dumped him down the well and sold him into slavery and all this kind of stuff so they don't starve to death. The point being that if we've got something as ancient as Bible stories telling us about the fact that families are the hotbed of rivalry and anger and frustration and passion, that we need to understand that it's not just us. And so what we need to do, because all God's children need somebody to applaud them, say, yay, Andrea, that's great. That's what friends were invented for.
And it, what was it can't, say that again. What was invented for?
Friends.
Oh, friends. Okay, yeah.
And you have to be careful about friends, because not all your friends are going to fall into that category, and you don't need one friend. I mean, I suppose people get maybe one friend that they can sort of confide. Let me tell you two quick stories. One is, and I've shared a couple of years ago, this was maybe almost a decade ago, I was meeting a friend for dinner, because we were going to go out for dinner and then the theater, and she was late. And she was very apologetic, and she sits down, and she tells me that it's been the worst day of her life, that her boss hates her, that she thinks she's going to get fired, that she got yelled at all day, and, I mean, it's just awful. Mm-hmm. And she said, and then she sort of took a deep breath, and she said, well, what's going on with you? And I said, oh, well, not much. And she knows me well enough, she looked at my face and said, oh, no, there's something up. What's up? Well, it turned out to be one of the happiest days of my life up to that point, because I'd just been offered my own TV show.
Hey.
And, well, yeah, except that it's the worst day of her life, and it's a terrific day in my life, and how do I deal with the discrepancy? Because I really cared about her, and I really didn't want... I mean, look, friendship can survive when both of you are really happy. It can survive when both of you are really miserable. But when one of you is really happy and one of you is really miserable, it gets a lot more complicated, and I really valued her, and I really didn't want... I mean, I figured that there was a part of me that's jumping up and down going, yay, yay, yay! But, you know, it was inappropriate. And God bless this woman. She said, I'm buying the champagne, that I'm so glad you've had a great day. Let's talk about your day and completely forget about mine. And I've never forgotten that, because I'm not sure that I could have done the same thing under the same circumstances.
Well, it is.
And, I mean, there were other issues where the two of us had some issues. She dated the most incredibly inappropriate men, and I would keep quiet about it. I mean, we weren't mirror images of one another, and she was wonderful in this context, but it's not like there's a perfect friend somewhere. It's that you have friends who somehow have that capacity to be generous, and then there's some that don't, but expecting your family to do it. Now, if you look at your family, it may be that there is somebody in your family that is willing to share the excitement with you, especially if they're having a relatively good day. But the assumption that somehow my family should be pleased when something happens good to me is... In some families it happens, but in many it doesn't. And I'll tell you the person who's most likely to be celebrated in a family when something goes well for them is one for whom nothing ever works. The baby of the family, or the screw-up of the family, or the one who's not particularly bright, or the one who's had addiction problems, or the one who has not had a straight path. And yours has been the straightest path. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Because there's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong, per se, with your family. It's just you need to understand the dynamic so it doesn't hurt your feelings. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. In case you like numbers better than letters or don't want to mix, you want to keep your gravy separate from your peas. All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Andrea, who's experiencing something that's not uncommon, which is an event that feels wonderful but she really wants to share with people, and her family being less than enthusiastic. And what, as you might guess from that kind of description, Andrea is the oldest and the overachiever and the most successful, which is going to set up some at least ambivalence. If you're young, if the youngest, your youngest sib was a sister, you might have a better shot at it because she's used to being the baby and she probably idolizes you from afar and sort of lives vicariously through you. But given the fact that the youngest is a boy, not gonna, it just doesn't work as well.
What comes to mind is that phrase that you have is stupid and cheerful.
Yep.
Which I can sort of do that, but then sometimes it just gets on your nerves so much that I'm just like,
well, but you have to remember that stupid and cheerful evolved from exactly this situation. I was at a family reunion, and one of my sisters was doing her usual sort of barbed comments, and one of the other sisters overheard and said, how come you didn't get angry? And I said, because that's just who she is, that she's been doing this my whole life. She's been saying ugly things. She's been undermining it. And what she feels is she just can't measure up. And part of that is just bad parenting. And my parents love them dearly, but not very good parents, because they felt the same thing I suspect your parents felt, which is, I got one kid who overachieves, and then I got everybody else. My father actually said to me at one point, which was probably the most uncomfortable moment of my life thus far. He was being obnoxious. He came to see me on my birthday and was just being awful. And I finally, for the first time in my life, said, Dad, look, if you're unhappy, let's leave. And he said, no, I'm fine. I said, because you're making me really unhappy. So, and I never stood up to him. And that's clearly not very standing upping, but it's better than I'd done before. And he said to me, what happened was this really uncomfortable thing. As he said, your mother, I love your mother dearly. She's an ordinary woman. I love your grandmother dearly. She's an ordinary woman. You're not ordinary. And he said, your brothers and sisters are ordinary. And at that moment, I mean, it's still, my stomach is hurting at this moment to even talk about it. But I understood my whole childhood and my whole adolescence in a completely different way at that moment. That he'd spent, he viewed his job as a parent. And he honestly did. My mother loved babies, so that was easy. Once I wasn't a baby anymore, that she just turned her attention to whoever the new baby was. But for my father, I was kind of the person he always wanted to be, and I was a girl. And that, so he spent my whole childhood saying whatever I did, and I was the overachiever. I got the awards and the gavel and the recognition, because I knew at home there wasn't anything there for me. So I was just the overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spent his whole parenting saying, well, whatever you did isn't as good. He actually had a comment. I have five brothers and sisters that survived, and we had a basset hound whose name was Hoagie. So there's there are two adults, six children, and a basset hound. And my father, when I would come home, because I was naive, I was sort of doing what you did, and I would come home and say, look what I just did! Love me! And he'd say, one ninth, you get one ninth. Which meant me and the basset hound deserved exactly the same amount of attention and credit. So what you do is you learn really early on, it ain't going to work. But like everybody else, you know, you find people in your life that will celebrate with you. And that's part of our role as adults, because as children, we'll keep banging our head against the same unforgiving wall, which is our parents' need to view all the kids as equal, or our siblings' need to feel competitive, or whatever it is. And there's no reason to dislike them, and there's no reason to feel embarrassed about ourselves, and there's no reason to not lead a celebratory life. You just have to pick the people to celebrate with. Then you'll be fine. And the other advantage of being stupid and cheerful is that when your sister sends you a picture of the Taj Mahal and says, look what I'm doing, you say, oh, that's great. Congratulations.
I did. While I was waiting those times, I had lots of time to text while keeping the phone going. And I put, awesome, cool. I put, and then I waited a few minutes. And then I put, go for it. And then I waited 4 minutes. And then I went, and then she said, oh, it might get sold before we're ready. Or no, then I put something else of, when do you think you'd want to move? I just thought, okay, I'll just
go along. And you know what? You can do it with a full heart, because you can understand that for her whole life, she's going to feel like she's trailing along in your wake. That no matter what she does, you will have been there first. You will have come up with the idea of a house for
After I put all that, go for it, when do you think you'd want to do that? By the end of the texting, she actually put, I don't think we're in a position to do this. I think my husband's got enough stress at work. It's like, why did we just have this conversation?
Well, all right, well, let's answer that question. Why do you think?
I don't know.
Why do you
I think
we just had that conversation?
See if I would take, she wanted to see how I would take the what I would
nope.
do with the baby.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. That's don't do that. Don't go there. She was saying, I want to be like you. I want to be as successful. I want to be able to do this. She wasn't trying to get you. She was saying, I want to try this out too. This is my fantasy that I can be, that my parents will love me as much, that I always be as successful, that I can live in as cool a house as my big sister.
Okay.
And what
you
could.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and
she wanted
your response.
She wanted to have a big girl conversation with me.
Exactly.
Like
she wants to be
okay.
viewed as an equal. All right, so how do you deal with this going forward? Let me give you some very specific kinds of things. Because what you can do is you can ask her for things. You can ask for her opinion. When the two of you go out for lunch, you can let her pay every once in a while. I'll tell you, I have a sister. Yeah.
Hey.
That and sort of ask for her recipes, because it will. What she feels is no matter what she does, you're better, you're smarter, you're older, you're wiser. Make her feel important, and she can. And otherwise, she's going to compete on a level that she's always going to lose, because you've already been there. You're going to buy the house. Find other people to brag with, and in the meantime, find things to say to her. You make the best cherry pie, because it will change everything. I have a younger sister, and at one point, I mean, and this is obviously a dynamic that I've learned, and at one point I was doing something, and I said, she did massage, and she said, can I give you a massage? And I thought, this is fantastic. Of course you can. And, and it changed everything, because she felt there was something that she could offer me that was valuable. And you're going to find
okay.
that.
Well, thank you. You've saved us. You've saved a family brawl from starting. You really have, because I was like, okay, I'm at the end of my rope. I can't believe it.
Well, but you're not going to be. You're going to find a friend
whom you can
celebrate. And you're not only going to celebrate, you're going to call up, and let me just give you a hint about how to do that, which is, if you're going to call a friend and celebrate, say, I have something to celebrate. I need you to go, yay, Andrea, and I'll bring the champagne. So don't set them up.
Okay.
Okay? And it works beautifully. All righty?
Yeah, nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You'll have much more time fun at Easter this year than last year. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so I guess what we decided we were going to do is an email here, right, Manny? I just pulled up the DVDs, but I forgot that that's what isn't what we're going to do. I know, for the moment of talking, can I do two news stories that are just so terrific before we do the DVDs?
By all means.
Thank you. What's he going to do, say no, it's my show? All right, an eighth grader. This is one of those great stories. I mentioned that now there's one more thing to be frightened of, which is licorice. There's another issue to be frightened about, which is an eighth grader was suspended for informing her classmates of standardized tests. Opt out. This is in New Mexico. She was suspended for letting her classmates know that they could opt out of the state's new online standardized test. She printed the forms from her own school's website. And next time, all she should do is send an email that says, hey, look, well, it's that, except she may not know everybody's email address. But, I mean, that's amazing, don't you think?
Yeah.
She got suspended. She was sent to the principal's office for an hour and 20 minutes. At the end of the day, she ended up suspending me. They said, here's what the school district said. Participatory democracy, I keep telling you guys. She begins to be citizen four in New Mexico style. Okay. Santa Fe Public Schools supports a parent's right to opt his or her child out of state-mandated standardized testing. No students in the district have been disciplined for supporting or promoting this district policy of a parent's right to opt their child out of testing. So I don't know. So what, that's contradictory. So that they said that they really didn't do it?
I guess.
She said she'd do the same thing again. Well, I mean, she's 12 years old. What's the point about being 12 unless you can say nanner, nanner? I'm not sure why they would suspend her, though. I mean, that doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense. Or why they would even... I mean, it's probably a minor clause that they didn't think anybody would look at. I don't know. Why would you opt out? I mean, look, I have no argument with her telling people about it, but why would you opt out taking a standardized test?
Right.
I guess if you didn't think you were going to do very well on it.
I
don't know. There seems to be more to the story than the story tells you. And speaking of, we were talking about, I don't know if I would call this a racial relationship or a racial issue or not. That there's this guy in, what is it, Florida? It says Madison County, but it doesn't say what state. Is it Alabama? Oh, that's great. So he was having a party. And the cops show up, and they say they want to come into the house. Now, the guy is an electrical engineer, and basically said that they tasered him twice. Apparently, he's big, and they said a party. They knocked on the door. He came out, and they said, you know, we want to search your house. And he said, do you have a warrant? They said no. They said, what do you want to search it for? And according to them, the sheriff's deputies, they said that they thought that there might have been underage drinking. For him, he said that it turns out he's African American. And they said, do you think this is a racial issue? And he said, no, they just didn't think I owned the house, which is kind of veiled, I guess. But apparently he's a big guy, and when they tried to push past him, he just put his body in the way, and so they tasered him. And he's suing them, which I think he should. There were 25 or 30 guests in, and because my first thought was they were making a lot of noise. Well, it turns out that they weren't. That the guests included a nurse, two college instructors, a graduate student, a store manager. They said... they found no underage drinkers. What everybody else says is they never checked anybody's IDs. So, and they said it couldn't have really been too noisy because all they had was a wireless speaker incapable of disturbing the peace even on maximum volume. Do you know what? I mean, the good news about this is that 15 years ago or 25 years ago or certainly 60 years ago, this never would have made the papers, right?
Right.
Because it was, oh, well.
Mm-hmm. So with everything that's happened over the last, you know, I guess if you go even back to, like, Trayvon Martin, I mean, you're talking the last couple of years, just different things going on that have, you know, racial
implications
to them. Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, there's a story today about L.A. cops.
Right, yeah. Today, of course, being the 24th anniversary of the Rodney King. Yeah.
Well,
boy.
Well, I mean, look, but at least we're talking about it. At least
right.
People are decrying
it. The thing is that people are...
People aren't getting away with it anymore.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's do... on a completely different subject, let's do an email.
Let's do it.
Let's do an email.
We got an email from Jason. Jason actually starts off the email by saying, sorry, I'm not able to call during the show hours, so I hope this will be okay for Manny to read. If not, I understand.
No, it's fine. We'll let Manny... Manny reads really well. There we go.
My pleasure to read.
Read away, man.
Email says, I have a question regarding my mother. She's 61 years old and was living on her own until last September. She suffered from a few medical problems, and we had to move her into a retirement home run by the city, which doesn't really have any amenities. Now that she's been there for about 6 months, it seems she seems depressed because of the huge changes in her life, and her anxiety has become unmanageable.
Yeah.
She refuses to see a therapist to deal with the anxiety. She also refuses to see and to go to an anxiety clinic because the one near us has group sessions, and that idea makes her even more anxious. How can I help her adjust to all these changes? Also, should I keep pushing her to go into therapy, or will some of the anxiety fade over time as she adjusts? She's fairly young to be at a retirement home, and I'm worried that if she doesn't find ways of coping with the anxiety, we'll be dealing with this for many years to come. Thanks for your help.
How old was she? How old is mom? Do we have any idea?
61, it says.
And she's in failing health. Was that the issue? Read me the first paragraph again. I got the anxiety, I got the depression, but what was the beginning? What I'm trying to figure out is why she's there.
It says she's 61 years old and was living on her own until last September. She suffered from a few medical problems, and we had to move her into a retirement home by the city, retirement home that's run by the city, which doesn't really have very many amenities.
So ask her. Well, it sounds like if she's in a retirement home run by the city, that it probably means that there are some issues about money. All right. The first thing I do is I just ask her what would make her feel better, and she's very likely going to do what we did during adolescence. Is I don't know, but you're going to say, "Mom, look, would it help?" I mean, what you'd probably like to do is be home, and one of the things you may want to look into is whether or not insurance will cover, for example, a visiting nurse association occasionally. I mean, as you point out, 61 is pretty young. You haven't been specific about the medical issue, so I don't know what's really going on here. Is she ambulatory? Does she need special care? But I would look in terms of alternatives, but ask her what would make things feel better for her right now. And it may be that being in an adult, I mean, maybe just taking her over to the Y to swim a couple times a week. Or maybe being in an adult daycare center where they take people on trips, whether it's shopping or to a play or to an art gallery. And look around and see, first of all, what resources there are. Second of all, look and see what alternatives there are. But most importantly, I'd ask her what would make her feel better. This is not presumably a chemically induced depression or anxiety. She's feeling disenfranchised. She's always lived on her own. She's now living among strangers. I don't know if she has any of her own stuff around. I don't know what her meal situation is. I don't know what her medical situation is. But ask her. She's a relatively young woman, and what she's looking at is the same thing you're looking at, which is this bleak future in a situation that she doesn't want to be in. So, and again, if you could, I know that you said you can't call, but if you could send me a more complete email that says what her medical issues are, what her her insurance situation is. Have you looked into, for example, a group house, a group living situation for elderly people? It may be a very viable alternative that is no more expensive than what's going on now, that she's going to be with fewer people. Maybe just having her own bed or her own her own furniture at the place. I mean, I don't. There's so much I don't know about this, but this is not a mental health issue per se. In terms of she's feeling anxious and we don't know why. We know exactly why she's feeling anxious, and she's feeling unhappy because she feels that she's trapped in a situation not of her own making, which has some legitimacy to it. See if you can give me some more details, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, as part of response to Jason's email, there's an article which is a little bit, it has 50 ways of dealing with anxiety, and most of them you've heard from me before, which is square breathing, drop your shoulders, do progressive relaxation, say what you're feeling, write it down. I think we've talked before about the fact that, you know, that little webby thing between your thumb and your index finger?
Yep.
If you rub that if you kind of massage it between your thumb and your index finger from the other hand, it has the highest concentration of oxytocin in the body, and it liberates it. So, and that's the kind of the kind of relaxation chemical, which really does help. Now, I mean, this is really, I mean, and I'm not meaning to trivialize Jason Mom's anxiety, because it really has nothing to do with that. These are things to do with anxiety that is free-floating. Jason's mom is very specific. But taking a day trip, just getting out of there, being specific about what her alternatives are. I'm a great fan of hydrotherapy, either a bath or a shower. Excuse me. I kind of like this one, although I think it has nothing to do with Jason's mom either, which is throw something out from your bathroom. I don't know if this is specifically for women, but Manny, do you have stuff in your bathroom that, I mean, like, I have things like fingernail polish that's kind of dried up, but I thought there was maybe just one more application in there? Or old, of course, you don't have old lipstick. I know you have fingernail polish in there, but do you have...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
What about your eyeliner and your mascara? So, I mean, do you guys have, like, old shaving stuff, right?
Yeah, sometimes there will be... maybe like an old razor or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like in the back of the cabinet.
You know, it's all the stuff that you're going to throw out when you have to move.
Yeah.
But you can throw it out before you move.
Yep.
So,
yep, exactly.
Which, it does feel good. I mean, it really does good. Stay away from the news and reading newspapers. Listen to my program. My program tends to be much more sort of upbeat than the newspapers, right? Call somebody. Reach out and call somebody that you've been missing. Send an email to somebody. I think throwing something out of your fridge. Basically, I have a single woman's fridge, which I have three kinds of mustard, four bottles of champagne, and what else? And some diet Dr. Pepper. I know, I don't drink very much soda, but every once in a while, well, I have like 15 bottles of water. Meditation is a really good thing to do. But again, these are things that will work when you have free-floating anxiety, when you're thinking, oh my God, I'm caught in this terrible place and I'll never get out and I'll die from here. That's a different issue. Getting a pet. Check and see what the rules are, Jason, because that can be life-enhancing for people. And they've done a whole bunch of studies of getting, not necessarily puppies, because puppies take a lot of energy, but an older animal that has been well-trained, has a little bit less energy, can be wonderful for people who are older. I started to say trapped. I don't really mean that, but people are incarcerated. As I said, there's this documentary. I think it's called Dogs for... Inside Dogs, I think it's called, which is a training program for rescue animals with inmates, so that the inmates have trained the animal and then they get them ready to be adopted. So it's a really cool plan. All right, let's see what else we had here. I think most of these are, as I said, are somewhat trivial, but you can sort of get the idea of some things that might actually help. And I think anything that makes you feel that you have slightly more control over your environment, because most of us feel anxious when we feel trapped, that there's no way out, that I'm at somebody else's discretion, that I have no power. And maybe finding your mom a friend at the place where she is, of maybe having a party for her. You know, you can have a fake birthday party for her. And just invite everybody in so she gets to meet people, so people get to meet her. I don't know whether you mentioned there aren't a whole lot of amenities, but maybe that you can get her out of there. I don't know whether they have food or not. I'll also tell you one of the things that really worked well for two people, I guess. First of all, it was for my grandmother, who got to the point where she was, she'd lived by herself her whole life. She'd been a widow for, I don't know, 30 years or something. And she'd been living by herself for most of the time, and then she was living with my aunt for a short period of time. And it just turned out she needed more care than my aunt could really provide. And so she went into a senior housing, and she was miserable. And I talked to her every day, and I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Let's figure out some fun things to do for the next 6 weeks. If you're as miserable in 6 weeks as you are today, I'll come out and kidnap you and bring you here, and we'll figure out something. And just knowing that she had an out was fine. I mean, that a lot of people as they get older have a real difficult time with transitions and with changes. And just knowing that she had some options made her fine. She ended up being fine there. With my mom, she said, they'll take me out of here in a box at her house. But she really got to the point where she wasn't eating. She was afraid of falling for reasons that were not terribly clear. And, I mean, like, she had stopped using one of the bathrooms so that the sewer gas came. It was really a situation where it wasn't safe for her. And my mother is a vibrant, active, alive person, and she was becoming a recluse. And so he said, look, Mom, try this for 2 months, and if you don't like it, we'll figure out something else. And knowing that she had options, and she's now the queen of where she is, and she participates in all the shows, and she knows all the people, and she makes, you know, and it turns out at the end of our life that we're like we were at in junior high school where they have cliques, you know, where they sit around talking about each other.
Yep.
Something to look forward to. I should just get a stupid and cheerful set of baseball caps and T-shirts for everybody in her mom's place because they all sit around saying horrible things about each other. And then I'm the newbie who comes into town and they want to tell me about why this person was awful or who this person is. I mean, it's just amazing. Make sure that your mom is looking forward rather than back, that she's not always saying, well, it used to be better, of saying, okay, well, let's figure out how we can make it better for you right now. That change is really difficult. And if sort of figuring out what will make you feel better, then it may be just the simplicity of a phone call every morning at the same time. It may be setting her up with Skype so she can talk with her friends. So begin looking at ways of making her feel that she has some choice. That she can do something. Physical activity, and again, I don't know enough about your mom's situation to know exactly what to do, so it would be helpful to me and probably to her if you could tell me some of that. Okay, the only DVD that's worth noting today is Foxcatcher, which is a Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo movie, which is very odd and worth seeing. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're pretty close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.